Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Now, the threat of Islamist terrorism and actions taken by lone wolves is of significant concern, Ireland's security watchdog has warned. A new report highlights also the dangers of extreme right and extreme left-wing terrorism. To discuss all of this, we're joined by Cormac O'Keefe, security correspondent with the Irish Examiner. Cormac, just give us the background. This is an office whose job it is just to assess the security risk to the state. What has the office found?
That's correct. It was set up this time last year, Shane, on foot of a recommendation actually going way back to 2018. So it's a new office. George Birmingham is the what's called the independent security or independent examiner of security legislation. But he has a fairly wide remit. He's in charge of examining not just the legislation, but also the security services themselves, which are essentially the guards and the defence forces. So his first annual report raised a number of issues, quite a wide topic of issues. The first, as you mentioned, he focuses on the changing threat of terrorism to the country, which, as we know, has traditionally been in form of violent republicanism of one form or another. But in recent years, similar to what has been the case in Europe for decades, is a threat from other sources, one being Islamist or jihadi terrorism. He makes a specific reference in relation to that, saying it represents a significant cause of concern. And he references that there have been a couple of cases recently. So in that, we know there was a pretty horrific attack on an army chaplain, for Paul Murphy, in Renmore Barracks in Galway a number of years ago. He survived, luckily. That young man he was a juvenile at the time. He converted to Islam and was radicalised online through ISIS material. And then more recently, we have the Abdullah Khan case, which is finishing in courts at the moment. He launched an attack on a uniformed Gardaí in Dublin city centre. And then that was after he set fire to Conor McGregor's pub out in the Walkerstown Drimna area. He himself said he described himself as a Salafi jihadi, and he said he radicalised online. So the judge was referencing those two cases, which were the first cases we've had in this country from that source. Judge Birmingham also references the threat from other sources, whether it's the extreme right, and we're familiar with the far right and far right groups, even recently in Ireland, and he references extreme left wing terrorism.
Yeah. Does he go into much detail as to what that actually means, extreme left terrorism?
No, he does not. In this report, he doesn't go in much further on those particular warnings that he gave in the body of the report.
Yeah, they were. It's funny. I don't mean funny. But it was something. It was a real feature of Europe in the 1970s. Extreme left wing terrorism. You had the Bader Meinhof gang in Germany. There was the Red Brigade, I think it was, in Italy. It's something you don't think of in the modern world.
No. I suppose where they're thinking there is there a threat, stemming from anti-Semitic attacks that might happen that might come from what would be described as an extreme left background I think that's the type of terrorism that, can and is happening in Europe. We haven't had any incidents of it here to date. He was probably trying to include, I suppose, the wide range of sources where these type of incidents can come from. And his comments would have stemmed from the files he would have seen in the Defence Forces and the Guards, and obviously detailed conversations he would have had with people in there as well. So that's where it would have stemmed from.
But okay, interesting.
The actual incidents are really on the Islamist front, and there have been obviously high-profile extreme right incidents recently, which are currently before the courts.
Okay. George Berriam spoke of the unstinting cooperation from all the agencies he oversees, Gardaí, Defence Forces, Revenue Commissioners, and so on. But he does say in relation to our security legislation, there are issues there that need to be addressed.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are fairly well known. Our phone interception or bugging laws, where they can actually listen to conversations, they date from 1993, so they're well over 30 years old. So they don't include digital communications, and as included within that, they don't include encrypted communications. So they're so well far behind time.
Different world.
And there have been previous calls to change that. Successive governments have not done so. There is currently a bill being worked on, and is supposed to be introduced before the summer comes. We'll see if that actually happens. So there is some slow movement happening there. There's three key pieces of legislation. The first is the 1993 Act. There's also a 2009 Act, which relates to surveillance devices. So this is actually listening devices that can be planted in a car, a house, in maybe a section of a pub, that kind of thing, that can record conversations. And the third piece of legislation is the Communication Data Act 2011, which is an extremely complicated area, and he goes into some detail about that area. Your listeners may remember the Graham Dwyer case.
Yeah.
He murdered Elena Hara back in 2012 in a horrific case, but fundamental to that prosecution was the access to what they call retained data on his mobile phone, particularly the movements of those mobile phones that corresponded with other evidence. So there's a very long legal journey there, but essentially following a European court decision in 2022, that kind of general blanket retention of data that could be used in a criminal investigation was declared unlawful. So guards can no longer, as a general rule, get that data anymore. And George Birmingham raises as an issue that is hampering, and from talking to guards over the years, it has prevented the guards essentially from accessing that information. But this is a European problem.
Okay.
So that's a bigger issue, but it's he raises it in his report.
Okay, sounds like a fascinating report, and it sounds like George Birmingham, the Independent Examiner of Security Legislation, is performing a pretty important role. Cormac O'Keefe, Security Correspondent with the Irish Examiner, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.